This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on how poor minority schools get the worst teachers. The Center for American Progress in Washington issued a report recently on the distribution of teachers within public schools, which was deeply disturbing, even if not surprising. At the bottom line, they found that public schools in high poverty areas were three times as likely to have teachers ranked as ineffective, and in public schools where there were a greater percentage of minorities, teachers were two times as likely to be ineffective. Essentially, that says that public school administrators are allowing the gaps between rich and poor, white and non-white, to create greater systematic, permanent gaps in our populations, particularly in our cities. Most of CAP's research data comes from close examination of teacher distribution data from those states that collect such data as a requirement of the No Child Left Behind legislation dating from the Bush administration. All districts were required to reach a goal of having high-quality teachers, or HQTs as they're called, by this point. Sadly, the distribution of teachers still seems solidly skewed away from poor and minority schools that arguably most need the best teachers available in public schools, since the one thing that virtually all educational experts agree on is that good teachers are the single most important factor in creating the best educational outcomes. 28 states submitted data requested, which is a poor showing, and worse, only 7 states submitted plans that were rated acceptable by the Department of Education. Furthermore, most of the states would have to be graded as incompletes. The ones that fessed up did so for the most part in 2006, and though some reported modified plans in some subsequent years, for the most part, most states just stopped coming to school on these standards. In a poor and more minority district, you're more likely to have unlicensed teachers and teachers who are teaching outside their areas of expertise. Not surprisingly, teacher turnover there is closer to 20% in such schools compared to single-digit numbers in whiter, richer schools, all of which sentences students to poor performance and reduced opportunity. In this regard, the CAP study builds on years of similar studies like those that Acorn produced on educational apartheid in New York City and other districts, and documents the depressing lack of fundamental progress in creating educational equity in public schools. The CAP report puts a game face on the numbers and correctly argues there's been some progress in teacher distribution, just not enough. Part of the problem is that federal government is essentially a lobbyist in the public school debate, trying to leverage its 10% federal contribution to the greater share of resources produced by local and state taxpayers. Importantly, the report does argue that specialized programs at the federal level, like Title I, which only targets lower-income students, needs to have its comparability provisions strengthened to ensure that schools that serve low-income students receive the same share of local and state dollars before federal funds are added as schools that serve higher-income students. For my money, it's a scandal to think that lower-income and minority schools continue to fall behind and that higher-income schools are picking their pockets at the state and local level by perverting the formulas for distribution of Title I monies from their intended sources while saddling them with the worst teachers to beat. How about a break? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.